Chapter 30. Backlash. Finn dismissed the notification and left the cave. The idea of absorbing the energy from an explosion still didn't sit right with him. Instead, he got up from the chair and walked back over to the patient's bed. There was no real change in the man's situation. Sadly, he'd seen men and women stuck in this state of half-life for years. As much as medical professionals knew, there was so much more they didn't. With the same set of circumstances, some patients might pass on in minutes, while others might linger for months to years. If he just looked at the emaciated man, there would be no indication that the body contained magic. Activating mana sight, he was once again able to see beyond the veil of the world he'd grown up in. Finn's eyes glowed a pale blue, and the swirling sapphire mass appeared inside the patient's body again. Even though he'd seen it before, he was still taken aback by how beautiful it was. Unlike before, this time seeing it didn't trigger a mental shutdown. Looking at the sapphire light, Finn knew that it didn't look beautiful just because of some aesthetic appreciation. No. Something about what he was seeing resonated with him somehow. With his emotions now lanced, Finn's thinking was clearer. He didn't have any answers to the questions that had flashed through his mind before, but he also wasn't leaping to panicked conclusions. The elements could indeed be some malevolent force, but there was no inherent proof of that. Without that proof, there was no reason to think the wave had corrupted him somehow. No reason to think he was chaotic evil, he thought with a rueful smile. Lauren would have rolled her eyes if he'd said that to her. With a fleeting, "I love you, baby," drifting through his mind, he focused back on the dying man. Finn could objectively say that, for some unknown reason, the glowing mass inside of the comatose man was as beautiful as any sunrise he'd ever seen. He could also admit that he craved that light. The mana, element, or whatever the hell it was, felt like something he needed. And now that he was thinking more clearly, Finn thought he might have an explanation for the life element appearing in the oncology ward. Cancer could take many forms and came in many types. At the end of the day, though, cancers were basically cells that didn't follow the rules. All cells replicated. They were living creatures, after all. Cancer cells could be likened to mutations of normal cells. The problem with the little fuckers was that they replicated and replicated until they compromised surrounding structures and threatened the life of the person they grew in. Thinking back to med school, Finn realized there was an even deeper potential connection to life. Some cancer cells survived much longer than similar cells that hadn't mutated. There were scientists who posited that cancer could be the secret to extending the human lifespan. The HeLa cell line, for instance, was still dividing with no signs of degradation more than a century later. Unfortunately, the racist and unethical actions of the doctors that had collected those cells were also why little research had been conducted along that specific scientific branch. Humanistic ideals aside, from a purely abstract standpoint, an ever-growing, immortal biomass just might be the perfect example of life. Even the fact that cancers caused death just made them more like every other life form on Earth. Finn leaned over the patient's bed, staring at the bright glow, both mesmerized by its beauty and disgusted by its nature, for long minutes. Then, without any previous indication, he did more than just look. If someone had asked what he was doing, Finn wouldn't have been able to say. It was an impulse, nearly a compulsion, that made him touch the man. Once his hand connected, though, he knew. Somehow, without ever being told, he knew how to connect with the life element in front of him. Mana threads activated, and a tendril of turquoise energy touched the brilliant sapphire of the life element. Through his mana sight, he saw a thread of turquoise energy flow out of his hand. His mana pool fell by a point, fueling the line burrowing into the other man. Physically, what Finn was doing had no effect, not even dimpling the patient's skin. But the instant the tendril made contact with the cancer, the energy flow of the tether reversed. To his mana sight, light flowed from the mass and into him. The moment it entered Finn's body, a wonderfully warm sensation filled him. Finn wanted and craved more of the feeling immediately. He tried to pull the energy into himself faster. As wondrous as the sensation was of absorbing the life element, now that he'd experienced it, it felt like a drop of water hitting the throat of a man dying of thirst. Unnoticed, the glyph for his mana sight skill developed a hairline crack. At that moment, Finn wouldn't have cared if he'd known. He was in the thrall of something powerful. He desperately tried to pull harder on the mass of life, but the mana thread began to shake and stretch. The doc could tell there was more water for him to consume, but the tether he'd created was like trying to drink through a swizzle straw. No matter how hard he tried, he just couldn't increase the flow. He kept trying until his thread snapped. That felt like he'd been slapped in the forehead hard enough to literally hear a ringing sound. It wasn't a horrible pain, but Finn learned his lesson. Thankfully, he was able to re-establish his skill right after. He did try other things to increase the speed of the flow. Putting a second hand on the patient didn't make a second connection, and he didn't truly understand how he'd made the first one. The glyph in his mind's eye just did its thing. Sighing to himself, he settled in to stand there as long as it took. After a few minutes, Finn started having a headache. Annoyed at anything that would distract from this great sensation, he ignored it. The pain worsened over the next half a minute until it felt like a full-grown migraine. Unable to ignore it any longer, he took his hand off of the man's body and grabbed the top of his head, wincing hard. It felt like his head was on fire. His first thought was that absorbing the energy was having negative side effects. As he gritted his teeth against the pain and closed his eyes, he finally noticed a faint blue flashing in the upper right corner of his interface. Pulling up his HUD, he saw the problem. The blue bar of his mana pool was almost empty. His eyes shot open in surprise. Finn hastily went to deactivate mana sight. Focusing on the glyph let him register the large number of cracks in it before it shattered like rapidly cooled glass. Blood ran from both of his eyes like rivers, and Finn fell to his knees. You have suffered a backlash from a failed skill mana sight. -2 HP. Skill usage may be hampered for a period of time. His mouth opened in a scream he was just barely able to keep silent. He snarled, and the muscles in his neck stood stark as he did all he could not to let out his pain. Finn collapsed to the ground, unconscious, hitting his head on the side of the patient's bed as he did.